This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. An investigative report has been released today on the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's handling of donations from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It finds there were no violations of university policy, but that there were errors in judgment. MIT President Raphael Reif is placing a mechanical engineering professor on leave in relation to the Epstein investigation. That professor, Seth Lloyd, accepted donations from Epstein and was among those who allowed him to visit the campus. Today's report concludes Lloyd failed to inform MIT that Epstein made the donations. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us in the studio. Fred, the report also says that Professor Lloyd took a personal contribution from Epstein. How much did he receive?
The report says Lloyd received a personal gift of $60,000 from Epstein in either 2005 or 2006, Lisa. But the problem is, on top of taking the donation, that Lloyd did not report that to MIT. In an email to me a few minutes ago, Lloyd says he's just heard he's been placed on leave and so cannot comment right now. The independent report commissioned by MIT concludes President Reif did not know MIT was receiving donations from a convicted sex offender. But the report does find three MIT vice presidents were aware that Epstein's donations were coming in, and they did know that he was a convicted sex offender. The report calls the acceptance of the donations after Epstein was convicted significant errors in judgment that resulted in serious damage to the MIT community. MIT did not have a policy to raise alarms about these kinds of donations, and in a conference call with reporters this afternoon, one of the members of MIT's executive committee, Dennis Bovin, addressed this oversight.
We did not have a policy on this area. We never thought in our history that we'd have this kind of a problem. With the errors in judgment and with what has occurred here, it is one of the major focuses that President Reif has put in place is to develop those policies.
In fact, the investigation found that those three vice presidents developed a framework to accept Epstein's donations, but essentially kept them quiet, making sure they were relatively small on an individual basis and were not publicized.
For listeners who may not be following this story as closely, Jeffrey Epstein died in a New York jail cell last year. The New York Medical Examiner ruled the death a suicide. Fred, there was an issue about campus visits to MIT on Epstein's part. What does the report say about those?
Well, Lisa, according to this afternoon's report, Epstein visited MIT nine times between 2013 and 2017. But senior leadership at MIT did not know. In today's conference call, one of the members of the MIT Executive Committee said that that was the biggest surprise for him, how many times Epstein was on campus. He pointed out that MIT does have an open campus, but he said there should be a bar set that, at minimum, prohibits faculty members from inviting convicted sex offenders deemed likely to repeat to campus. The report blames the visit and MIT's acceptance of the gifts of $850,000 on two people. Besides the mechanical engineering professor, Seth Lloyd, the other is the former director of MIT's media lab, Joy Ito, who ended up resigning over the controversy, and we haven't heard back from Ito yet with comment.
It was largely students who pressured MIT to take action to try and remedy the situation of accepting money from a convicted sex offender, meaning Jeffrey Epstein. What reaction have you had from students?
Students I haven't spoken to, but I spoke to the humanist chaplain of MIT, Greg Epstein. He's no relation to Jeffrey Epstein. And he says MIT needs to make things right with the students who brought attention to this problem.
There was really too much responsibility placed on the shoulders of the students who called for accountability last year. So I'm thinking today mostly of the students. And they were mostly women of color, by the way, who took huge risks to speak out and call MIT to accountability for its ties to Jeffrey Epstein. They're the ones who deserve most of the credit for what's good in this report.
Fred, what is MIT, what else is MIT planning to do to change its policies in response to this?
President Reif has assigned several committees to work on developing new guidelines and policies for handling controversial donations, and he's vowed to create a stronger environment to accept and respond to whistleblower reports.
WBUR's Fred Tice. Thanks, Fred.